For all the ways that the state's involved in healthcare, and there are more than a million people that get some form of their health coverage subsidized by the state, this is new because this is a state-run insurance program. And so while the number of people who might sign up for it's pretty small, it's significant because it's something that's completely new for the state of Wisconsin. And it's also interesting because it's sort of a microcosm of the debate they've been having in Washington.
In fact, some of the Republicans in Wisconsin are calling it Obamacare Light.
And that might be a stretch, but it certainly touches on an issue that was very heated last year when they were talking about the health care bill, and that is it is a sort of public option. And that's something that's not going to be in any health care bill that they pass, it looks like, in Washington. But this is a very limited public option for people who can't get or feel like they can't afford health insurance in the private market.
Has it been tried before, though, in other states?
Yeah, I talked to a few national health experts about this, and they called it an innovative plan, and they said that if it works, it might be unique among the states. But I talked to Laura Tobler. She's a health expert with the National Conference of State Legislatures, and she's cautioned that this is an important experiment for states and that states will be watching this, but she said that other states have tried this before.
At the end of the day, since cost is the greatest hurdle, it was difficult to make those programs successful without some kind of financial contribution to the premium or some kind of subsidy from the state.
So some kind of subsidy from the state is something that the Doyle administration has said that they don't want to do. They want this plan to be self-supporting by the premiums. Of course, the trouble you run into there is if it's too expensive, if those $130 premiums plus the copays don't cover the bill, the state might have to pull back some of the coverage. Then you have an issue on the other end of people not getting the coverage that they signed up for.
In fact, we have spoken on the TV side here with an advocate for people seeking health care. Bobby Peterson from ABC for Health has said he supports this, his agency is supporting this, but they feel like it's in the realm of, well, maybe something is better than nothing.
It's moving in the right direction, so it's providing some opportunities that are affordable for people to get some basic care. It's not great. It's not great coverage. It does allow for hospitalization, but if you have a second hospitalization, there's a $7,500 deductible that you have to meet. But a lot of these folks would be in a position that it might be that they're not even going to go in at all, or they're going to run up a lot of debt and end up in medical bankruptcy.
Bobby Peterson says one of the other problems that he has with this is that there's no appeal process for people who are enrolled. So if they have a problem with their coverage or otherwise need to contest something, there's no way to do that. And apparently the Doyle administration didn't want to put that into this plan because they just didn't have the money for it. It costs money for hearing examiners and the state attorneys and all of that. So that's not in there, and that's a very big issue for the ABC for Health people. But now we know this has passed the Senate, waiting to go to the Assembly. It's supposed to be close.
Yeah, and I mean, it's significant. They could have taken it up this past week. They had floor session, and they decided not to. There's only a couple more weeks when they could take this up on the floor before they're basically, for all intents and purposes, done for the year. So, I mean, this is an issue that's not an automatic one in the state assembly, it seems like, so far. There's sort of a limited amount of time for them to act, and the state's already started signing up people for the waiting list.